What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I saw something today. The Fresh and Fit podcast live. And I gotta tell you, man, that fucking Melina, whatever the fuck her name is, she is just a fucking nightmare as a person. And she enjoys it too. She knows she's getting a rise out of people. That's the kind of fucking individual that does that social engineering bullshit. Let me give you an example. For those of you who have no idea who the fuck she is Destiny's wife. And you already know Destiny. For those of you who have lives, who don't wish to talk about internet drama, the only reason why I talk about it is because she is a prime, and he is a prime example of what the fuck is wrong with this country. This country is fucking filled to the brim with people that tell you to live virtuously, to live, what is it? With this binary bullshit and trans this and all that other shit, while simultaneously rejecting it in their own personal lives. They themselves are going to be the ones to tell you, oh yeah, you should accept trans people while not sleeping with them. Oh, well, you know, we accept them as people, but we're not going to sleep with them. No, motherfucker. That's not the way that works. Like, they get to cherry pick their fucking principles and ethics, right? And then they go and tell you that you're not living by any sets of morals or principles, while they simultaneously live these outlandish, ridiculous fucking bullshit characteristics. Unfucking real. Let me give you an example. So I'm watching this podcast, right? And Dickface's girlfriend decides that she wants to chime in on something. So, she does. She chimes in. So, basically, whenever Myron tried to make a point, she would ask a question and then immediately answer with two fucking answers that were just demeaning and demoralizing and just badgering. Why do you care about a woman's body count? Is it because you're insecure, or is it because you have a small dick? Like, that kind of thing. And I would just, like, why the fuck are you answering if you genuinely want to know? Shut your fucking mouth and ask the question. And she's already got two answers, like, fucking fired up and ready. Like, these are the two options that you have. And then Myron would just take a step back and say, look, we don't want a woman with a high body count. Period. And this is what I realized about Melina. Like, she unlocked an entire fucking level of guys in my mind. Or of what a woman's mind is in my mind. This is what she did. She made me realize, right, that a lot of these women project themselves onto men. You see, they want a guy who's experienced in bed, who's really good at sex. And so they themselves think, right? Well, if I want this, then they must want that. So they're like, okay, well, if I want a guy who makes all this fucking, who's really good at sex, then I need to be good at sex. So they go out and they stack this ridiculous fucking body count, trying to, please a man, not realizing that the pleasure comes from growing together. The journey of doing it together. That is the fucking key principle there. Going through the journey of life together, unfucking touched. You find a high school sweetheart, you get together with her, you grow old, and you die together. That is the dream. that every man had at some point. And this bitch fucking runs around like, no, I gotta have like a body count of like, I love to sleep with women. I love to do this. I love to do that. And here's the thing. She puts her shit out there. And then the moment that everybody jumps on her for it, she becomes defensive. And then she calls everyone insecure. And she calls everyone small dick. And it's like, no, motherfucker. There's an entire fucking studio audience full of men that don't agree with your fucking disgusting principles. They don't agree with your fucking disgusting, debaucherous attitude, your fucking immoral logic. They're fucking tired of hearing that shit. They're tired of fucking all these disgusting ideas that you have. That she voluntarily shares. Her and her husband share this shit together. And that's what blows my fucking mind away. They share these ideas and when people jump on them for it, when they mock them, when they ridicule them, you're the one that's insecure. You're the one with the fucking problems. But who was the one who decided to fucking put those ideas out there in the first place? See what I mean? I hear this shit all the fucking time from them. They put themselves in the spotlight, they get ridiculed, they call everybody else an insult. It's insulting to my fucking to my mind that these people continue to do that shit. And she gets a rise out of it. She's smiling with these psychotic fucking sociopath eyes. Or excuse me, with these narcissistic eyes. If you've ever seen a narcissist create an emotional wound into you, they get so fucking happy. This psychotic fucking clown-like smile. And after fucking several listening to this shit for several fucking hours, I realized that Melania is a fucking sociopath. She sits there with fucking dead eyes and she just sits there and mocks and pokes and stabs. And check this out. What gave it away? Excuse me. Sorry. What gave it away was she said something to the effect of like, Myron just took a tally in the audience. Myron just took a tally in the audience saying, what do you prefer, this or this? And the men said this, right? This other thing. And he goes, so see, there's your fucking evidence right there. We have an entire fucking audience. I apologize. Sorry, I always clear my throat before I do these videos, but for some reason, every time I lie down, I always have this problem. He asked the studio audience, like, Would you guys rather have a loud, bitchy girl or a fucking woman who's submissive and quiet? And raise your hand. And everybody raises their hand to the, you know, submissive girl. And everybody keeps their hands down towards the quiet girl. And he's like, do you see? Everybody thinks I'm making this shit up. And the moment that I ask the question, would you prefer this or that? The men are the ones that are giving you their fucking sound advice. Like, they're giving you their response. And Melania says, well, they don't like men that fight back or something, that push back. Now, notice the word that she used there. Push back. She didn't say, you don't prefer a woman who gives you, you know, loving and caring and all this other, you know, stuff that men care for, right? You don't want a woman who's... she didn't say anything to the effect of like, well, you don't want a woman who's respecting and caring, who supports you. Like, no, she didn't say that. She said, you don't want a woman who combats you in return. Now, here's the major question. Notice the wording that she used. Now, why the fuck would you need to push back? What reason would you have to push back unless you were dating or with a combative fucking person? And here's the thing. She's getting a rise watching this shit go down. And then she herself confessed that she likes to be with the guy who's constantly argumentative, who's constantly challenging her and doing all this shit. She loves the fucking drama. She loves the fighting. She loves the drama. She loves the bullshit that comes along with that lifestyle. Is it any wonder why they love fucking other people? It's because the fucking chaos in their life of fucking arguing and badgering and belittling and creating these social engineering bullshits. It never fucking ends with these people. It won't stop. When she had that psychotic fucking smile on her face, I knew this bitch was just narcissistic. I knew it. Right away. Especially when she kept saying, "I need a man who challenges me." That was literally the nail in the coffin. The final nail in the fucking coffin. All my evidence points to that moment right there. She loves challenging people. She loves creating chaos. She loves belittling and badgering, and she knows this. She'll say one thing and then completely ignore the fact that she's done that in the past. For example, she says that men that date older or men that older men that date younger women are insecure. Wasn't her husband in his fucking 30s when he dated her? She was in her, I think, like 19. And she sits there and she says, "Oh, I would totally date or I would totally fucking marry a guy who's 300 pounds and has no money." But did she marry a guy who's 300 pounds and has no money? No. She married a fucking guy who was in shape at the time. You know what I mean? And the only reason why she keeps that motherfucker around is because he pays the bills, he has a home, and he has everything paid off for her. So she doesn't have to spend any fucking of her money, shaking her ass and showing her tits. She is literally the carbon copy of Destiny. The mindset is just unfucking real, dude. I mean, this is no surprise to you, man. You guys already know this. I'm calling this to your attention because if you were to watch that podcast, it's called Fresh and Fit Live. And they finally had a studio audience full of men. And this is very important to me. This is important to me because it showed a lot of things. You know, it reinforces what Myron has always been saying. And he wasn't going on a tirade. He wasn't getting emotional. He was actually a normal human being, which I gave him a lot of respect for. It was his cat, dude. His protege needs to go, dude. That guy is just literally a rock in the fucking. He is just literally a rock in the fucking wheels. That guy is just pointless. He asked a question, and then he was asked like, "Hey, do you love your girlfriends?" And then he stayed quiet and just kind of like looked around like, "Duh, I'm not gonna answer that." And then the worst thing that you could do is get into a fucking one-on-one fight, like a cat fight with Milena. What was it that Socrates said? Never try to fight foolish people because they will beat you with experience. They're fucking trolls. They're kids. They're mentally stunted from fucking so goddamn much. You think jerking off is bad? You think jerking off will fucking keep your mind stunted? Imagine what fucking does all the time does. And she says so herself. She's fucked way more women than she ever has men, and she can guarantee like she has fucked way more women than any of us men put together. She boasts about it. She laughs about it. To her, it's a big fucking joke. It's a big game. I'm telling you, men, the people that are addicted to sex, that are constantly chasing the next fucking nut, their minds are fucking stunted. This is the reason why they constantly need to argue. They constantly need to be emotional. They constantly need to be fucking berating people, undermining people. They constantly need to be in fucking control and power. There's no fucking reason why that cunt should ever be on the fucking front stage of anything after this. And yet people still fucking book her for consultations, for debates, for one-on-ones with her and Destiny. Like, the what was it? The Whatever podcast? Totally fucking stupid. Totally fucking stupid. For whatever goddamn reason, Brian decided to bring both of them on there, and they were literally mirror images of each other. Combative, constantly asking questions and answering them. Becoming berating, shitting on their fucking audience members and shitting on fucking everybody. Like, oh, and by the way, here was the other thing. When Melina was finally told, like, dude, it doesn't matter what you say. No, she was told, dude, how often do we have to fucking tell you that the people in the audience are the fucking, are the voice of the people. They're the ones who speak. They're the ones telling you, you know, what they want out of a relationship. And you know what she said? I don't care what the audience says. It's what I want. I would have just ended the show there. Because that spoke volumes about the modern fucking women today. And she doesn't even realize, like, how fucking stupid and ignorant she sounded when she did that. She has no fucking idea how absolutely ignorant and retarded she sounds. And she's constantly got this psychotic smile on her face. The narcissistic smile. For those of you who have never seen the narcissistic smile, I'll try to take a picture of it. Their eyes are completely wide and psychotic. How about this? Do you guys... I don't know if I got the right thing. It was an old black and white... the Joker was inspired by this old black and white movie. It was a guy with an enormous smile. And he looked like the Joker. And it was a black and white movie. The guy, his eyes were just completely wide as fuck. You know when the Joker kills somebody? Like, with his rose and the poison and all that shit? How their eyes just bulge the fuck out and they have this, like, this ridiculous smile? That's the same smile that the guy had. That's the exact same smile that fucking Melina has. The narcissistic smile. That is when they hurt you emotionally and they know it. That silent, when they say something and the silence fills the room, they fucking get such a high off of that. Here's the thing about me being a sociopath. I love those moments when the narcissist gets that high, because then I get a high knowing that I could beat the life out of them. It's like they get their high off of hurting you emotionally. But the repercussion to that emotional pain is like the deserving... It's like they earned the right, or they earned the privilege of me putting my hands on them. Like, you want to take it to that level? You want to escalate it? Let's go the whole way. If we're not going to have civil discourse, if we're just going to get into insulting each other, let's just skip the fucking words and go straight to fucking violence. I get fucking such a high off of that. Because pain is the only thing that they understand. And when I see a person who's begging me to stop, when they've got that level of fear just fucking flowing through them, of not knowing if they're going to make it out alive in that situation, I get a high off of that. So when Melina does that fucking smile, it's like, dude, game on. If you want to fucking use emotional violence, if words are violence, right? This is the fucking bullshit that they pitch. If words are violence, then emotion, then targeting someone's emotion should be considered murder by your logic, or by their logic. So beating somebody close to life because of their actions and their words should be atonement. That should be a life lesson that everybody should at least feel once in their life. So when I saw that smile, I knew what she was doing. And I was getting such a fucking high off of it, knowing that I fucking figured her out. Knowing that I got her figured out now. She's a fucking low-level narcissist. She's not quite a sociopath. But she is a sex addict, so that puts her up there with narcissism. She loves to argue like narcissistic people. Nothing's ever her fault, and you're the one that's always insecure. That is narcissism in its fucking prime stage. So I would classify her as like a mid-tier narcissist. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. She's not quick to emotion unless you start challenging her fucking sex life. Here's the thing. There was 20 women on stage, and she was the only one who just kept fucking running her mouth about her sex life. And then the moment that people started questioning about it, that all of a sudden she became defensive. An entire audience was against her fucking opinion, and she fucking completely dismissed an entire audience full of men. I'm telling you, it was fucking 99%. There was like one or two women in the audience. 99% of them were men. $500 tickets, by the way. So these weren't cheap motherfuckers. They went out and saw this show, and they had a voice. And their voice was their fucking vote. And every time they voted against her, she looked like a fucking fool. And she would not accept defeat. She kept calling people insecure. She kept calling people fucking childish and all this other shit. And me personally, I am insecure. I'm very insecure. Now here's the thing. You can either respect it and protect me from my insecurity, or we can just skip the words and go straight to the fucking combat. Because my insecurities are about this country falling apart to people like them. I'm terrified. I'm terrified that there's going to be a whole generation. It's already starting. People are converting to fucking Islam without knowing its tenets. For the sake of being able to fuck extra women. How disgusting. I loved Christianity because orthodoxy was almost hand in hand with MGTOW. You don't speak to a woman unless you have intentions of marrying them. Or unless you have intentions of starting something with them. You mind your own fucking business. And if you have no plans in marrying, then you're just there for the lust. Then you need to go and fucking find yourself. You need to go think about what the fuck you're doing. That's why I liked it. Men stuck with men, and the women stuck with women. Of course, that's fucking getting loose now. All the women seem to be coming up to me and telling me, hey, you want to come hang out and fucking whoop-de-woo la-de-la at my house? Like, no, I don't. And why isn't your husband the one inviting me? Why is it you? Why are you so fucking loud and outspoken? Why don't you shut the fuck up? But the core tenets are still there. And the church that I go to is slowly, getting, it's losing its grip in terms of its standards. But at least they're still there for those who choose to follow them. Me personally, I've given up chasing. Especially after that video. If a woman doesn't respect you, then she just fucking walks all over you. Just goes to show, like, you can't fucking show any... And here's the thing. I don't even want to be that person. Which is the reason why I stay away from women. I don't want to be a piece of shit to anyone. Because if I'm a piece of shit to anyone, then that means I have to be a piece of shit to everyone. And that's exhausting. I just want to mind my own business and fucking die alone. I don't want to fucking think about when's the next fucking blowjob I'm going to get. Or come on, let me go home and get my dick sucked. Fucking be a prisoner to sex all the fucking time. I've already lived that life. Having to live fucking a miserable goddamn life with somebody who hates me. Somebody can't, who keep fucking despises me. The only time that they're ever happy is when I present them with a check. Tired of living that fucking life. Having to invest emotionally my time and value to them. And the moment that I want a little bit of that peace back, when I want my own peace, when I want to preserve my own sanity, God for fucking bid, I get questioned if I'm loyal. I get questioned if I'm not cheating. I get questioned if I'm going out, you know, fucking somebody else, because I want a little bit of that time to myself. I was thinking about, like, all the horrible fucking relationships I've been in. And all of them revolved around me spending time with myself. Just fucking self-reflecting. Wondering if this relationship is ever even worth it. Worth hanging on to. And every single time I'm met with the same dog shit response. Why do you want to be by yourself? Why can't you take me with you? Like, dick, I fucking live with you. I stick my dick in you every fucking day. Can I have a little bit of fucking peace and quiet to myself just once? Can I enjoy a cigar by myself? Can I enjoy my time with my friends by myself? And I'm always met with fucking stonewalling every goddamn time. Oh, it's about the woman that you find. You know what, man? Out of all the women I've dated, out of all the sex that I've had, out of all the partners I've shared my fucking flesh with, none of them ever met that standard. Oh, it's the, you know, where you gotta go and hunt. You know what, man? I've hunted in every fucking field that I could. And every subculture and in every goddamn country. And I've come up with the same conclusion. Women are batshit crazy every goddamn corner of the earth. And I'm not dealing with that shit anymore. I want to be left the fuck alone. God damn, I can't. My mom called me the other day and she was like, hey, how you doing? And I'm just like, fuck, I gotta entertain this fucking shit conversation. Good, how are you? Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? You sound sad. I'm not. And it was just like that, just very terse the entire time. I don't even want a relationship with my own fucking mother. That's how like, I just want to be excommunicado from all sides of the family at this point. Because the only people that seem to reach out and talk are the ones that fucking have fucking drama. And all of those are my aunts. All of my aunts. Especially on my dad's side. There's more fucking women than there are boys. It's me and two of my cousins. Well, three of my cousins that are male. And then the rest of them are female. All nine of them. And all nine of them fucking love drama. They love to talk about it. They love to fucking call about it. They love to just start all this shit. They got their own little circle. Me, out of three of my uncles, I only love two of them. And my other two cousins. I don't know what happened to the third one. Kind of just dropped off the face of the earth, but that's his choice. And on my mom's side, everybody's just spread out. Nobody talks to anybody. And every time I reach out, I'm fucking met with a voicemail. So, fuck it. I'll move on. Any case, I just wanted to fucking talk about it. Because it never ceases to amaze me, man. Right when I think I got him figured out, I don't. Guard your heart.